Sunday, May 30th. So Sunday, May 30th is a little different. We no longer have the moon in Capricorn. So by this time, the moon has in fact moved into Aquarius. This is also interesting because a moon in Aquarius generally has this feeling rather social. We want freedom. We want to be able to meet with friends and family, but not for far too long because we need a little bit of our space. Remember, Aquarius is also ruled by Saturn. And so the tendency of Saturn is to want room, to want space. You know what Saturn energy reminds me of? Have you seen those memes where people hang up like a sign or a little party thing, a little party ribbon that says, please leave by 9? That's what Saturn energy reminds me of. It's like, okay, I'll hang with you, but I have my limit. Saturn is the planet of limits. Saturn is the planet of boundaries. So anyway, what I'm saying is that this weekend has a tone of, okay, if I really have to meet with people, I will, but only for a certain amount of time. Well, Sunday kind of continues on with that trend for a lot of reasons. The moon in Aquarius will make far many more connections than it did yesterday, May 29th, in Capricorn. So the moon will create a nice trine to the sun, right, early on in the day, which can help to actually have breakfast or brunch with some people. But then later on, a few hours later, it's finally going to conjunct Saturn. So the moon and Saturn coming together, it represents a time of wanting to isolate. It really does. You just kind of want to be home. You want to be home by yourself. In Aquarius, it is a social sign. It is social energy. It's air energy. But Aquarius needs to feel that they have their own space amongst community. So let's say that you have a living situation in which you live with a roommate. This might be one of those days where you don't come out of your room because you just want to be alone. If you don't live with a roommate, this just might be one of those days where you spend it at home listening to music, reading a book, just kind of in your own world, doing your own thing. At the same time, the moon will also create a square to Uranus and Taurus. So here's what I will say about that. If you genuinely do not feel like being around people this weekend, especially Sunday, then it's okay to say no. Because while the moon connecting to Saturn can represent wanting to isolate, the moon having a square to Uranus represents wanting liberation, wanting to break free. So the last thing you want to do is to commit yourself to something that you don't really want to be at and then being there and just wanting to leave 15 minutes later, okay? It's an interesting weekend. And you know what? I think it works. I think it works because after the week we've had, oh my God, with that eclipse, I don't know about you, but I have felt wiped the entire week, okay? And look, I know how eclipses work. I know what they tend to do. And I think that for a lot of us, these cosmic energies hit us differently every single time. This one has wiped me out in a way that I cannot recall an eclipse wiping me out before. So again, it depends on the type of week you had. And if the type of week you've had has felt heavy emotionally, spiritually, my God, physically, then perhaps this is a good weekend to just kind of be on your own, you know, cozy up. It's not very cozy energy. Capricorn and Aquarius are not very cozy energy, but it is energy that can make you feel, you know, useful around the house. It is great energy. I will say this. It is great energy to clean. I know it doesn't sound very exciting, but we are in the middle of eclipses. We're still under the influence of a full moon. Full moons represent a time in which we are meant to release and cleanse and let go. So if the energy this weekend is about duty, is about doing what we need to do, then perhaps this is a great weekend to take advantage of finally cleaning something out you've been saying you're going to clean out for a long time. Remember, when we clean things out from our house, energetically, we're leaving space for something else to come in. So if that is something that you want to work with, that you want to work with the energy with, then this is the perfect weekend to do that. Other than that, have an amazing weekend. Remember to give yourself time and space. Give yourself time and space because you are going to need it. The energy tells you that it's okay to say no to things you don't want to say, especially with a fixed sign like Aquarius on a Sunday. And I also understand that it is a 3-day weekend. So just be mindful of how you feel. If you're going out on a trip with friends, be mindful of how you feel. If you need some time apart, then take it. Okay? Other than that, have an amazing weekend, and I will be here to talk to you about next week. Bye-bye.